even the name Easter in English is kind of a strange word.
其實復活節 Easter 呢一個字咧，英文裏邊都有一個奇特嘅意思嘅。
I much prefer the Chinese name for the holiday.
我喜歡用中文嘅嗰個名字啊，復活節。
It could be translated Resurrection Day.
啊，原來呢個復活節英文嘅翻譯應該叫做 Resurrections。
In fact, I discovered in many languages the name for Easter comes from the word resurrection.
我都發覺咧，有好多唔同嘅文化嘅地方，關於復活節呢個字，佢哋當地用嘅字都係與復活有關係嘅。
Because Easter is about the resurrection.
復活節係與復活有關係。
So let's take a look at the passage that was just read for us.
我哋嚟睇睇今日我哋讀過嘅呢一段經文。
It starts at that Sunday evening in Jerusalem.
讲到喺耶路撒冷嗰个礼拜日嘅晚上
，the disciples are gathered in the upper room。
门徒使徒咧就在楼上嘅阁仔度咧嚟聚集。
A very early on that same day, early in the morning, Mary Magdalene and some of the other women had come to the tomb。
喺嗰一日嘅早上，抹大拉嘅玛利亚同埋其他嘅姊妹咧嚟到呢一个坟墓嘅前面。
And they were expecting the dead body of Jesus to be there。
佢哋是想住会喺嗰树嚟见到耶稣嘅尸身。
They were planning on putting some additional spices on his body according to their custom.
佢哋预备好照自己嘅嗰个习俗咧，系用呢啲香料嚟高抹耶稣嘅身体。
But instead, they discovered the body of Jesus was missing.
但系佢哋发觉咧，耶稣嘅尸体唔喺树。
And a little later on, Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene.
我哋听故事知道冇几耐之后，耶稣咧就向呢个抹大拉嘅玛利亚显现啦。
So the women ran back and told the disciples, and they were discussing this. They were trying to figure out what happened.
呢班女人自己喺树嚟问究竟嘅时候，亦都跑翻去同呢啲使徒嚟交代。
Here in Luke chapter 24, a few verses before the section we read, it says that.The Lord had appeared to Simon.
我哋喺今日读嘅呢一课经文，早几段经文里面记载，后来主耶稣向彼得嚟显现。
Simon is another name for Peter.
咁呢个基法亦都系彼得嘅另外一个名字。
So we know that day in the morning Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene.
所以我哋知道嗰日嘅朝头早，基督耶稣向抹大拉嘅玛利亚显现。
At some point during the day, he appeared to Simon.
接住佢又喺西门彼得嘅面前显现。
And then in the section immediately before we read, it talks about two other disciples who saw Jesus.
我哋读呢一段圣经嘅上面几节，讲到耶稣基督向两个门徒显现。
There were two other Jesus followers who were walking to a city called Emmaus.
呢两个门徒呢，正在向以马五斯嘅呢条小乡村嚟前行。
It was about 7 miles from Jerusalem.
咁啊，呢条村大概离开耶路撒冷有7英里。
And a man started walking alongside them, and they didn't recognize who it really was.
佢两个人行紧嘅时候，有个人咧就近同佢哋一齐行，佢哋认唔出呢个系边个。
While they were eating, Jesus revealed himself to them.
之后我哋睇到呢两个人在家中，佢哋屋企里边喺度饮食嘅时候，耶稣就向佢哋显明啦。
And so they immediately hurried back to Jerusalem.
之后他们立刻的就回到耶路撒冷。
So by now it's evening.
那么这个时间已经到了夜晚的傍晚了。
And they went to where the disciples were gathered.
他们来到这班使徒门徒聚集的地方。
And verse 35 says that they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread.
那这里呢就讲到他们在路上所经历的事情和在耶稣擘饼之间他们认出耶稣出来。
So they're all talking about these different things that have happened during that first Sunday, first Easter Sunday.
他们彼此在这里谈论不同的经历这个第一次的复活节的早上。
Verse 36 says, as they were talking about these things, Jesus stood among them.
36节讲到说，正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们中间。
So this again was totally unexpected by them.
对于他们来讲呢，这件都不是他们所期待的事情的。
They're talking and sharing their experiences, and Peter's saying, Hey, Jesus appeared to me.
他们在这分享着自己个人的经历，彼得说，哎，耶稣基督向我亲自显现。
And the two disciples who ran back from Emmaus are saying, Hey, we saw Jesus in Emmaus.
这个在以马五斯两个回到耶路撒冷的门徒都跟他们说，哎，耶稣向我显现。
And they're beginning to realize that Jesus is no longer dead.
他们开始了解到原来耶稣并没有死去。
And then Jesus appeared in the midst of them.
咁喺佢哋谈话当中，基督耶稣亲自就嚟到佢哋嘅中间。
It doesn't say how he got there.
冇讲到佢点嚟。
It from the other gospels, it sounds like the door was closed, and somehow he was able to come right through it anyway.
其他嘅福音书里面记载呢间房间嘅道门咧关住嘅。咁就係耶穌基督能夠穿過呢道門嚟到佢當中。
Now, how do you think they would react when they saw Jesus?
你要諗一諗佢哋見到基督耶穌嘅時候，佢哋自己嘅反應係點樣
？You think they would feel very relieved?
係唔係話一見到基督耶穌，哇，真係心境大放呢
？You think they would be overjoyed?
係唔係好開心、好歡喜呢
？It's kind of surprising, but it says they were afraid.
但係聖經話俾我哋知道，佢哋咧係驚慌害怕。
They were startled.
佢哋。惊嘅
，because they weren't quite sure if what they were seeing was real.
因为佢哋唔肯定眼见到嘅系乜嘢。
They still weren't quite sure what was going on.
佢哋仲唔系好肯定发生咗啲咩事情。
They thought maybe they're seeing a ghost.
佢哋谂或者呢自己见鬼啊。
Maybe they're seeing a vision.
又或者呢系有啲异象。
It's a little hard for them to believe that it's really Jesus.
佢哋好难相信见到系真真正正系耶稣本人。
So they're surprised.
所以惊慌。
They're afraid.
所以害怕。
They don't know what to do.
唔知点做好。
And so Jesus gives them some proof that he has really risen from the dead.
耶稣攞出啲确实嘅证据俾佢哋知道佢确实系复活了。
Jesus started off by saying, "Peace be with you."
開始耶穌話：願你哋平安。
Peace is the normal Hebrew greeting.
平安喺希伯來人當中咧係一個好常用嘅見面禮嘅用句。
They would greet a friend and they would say shalom.
佢哋之間見面，佢會講啊 shalom 平安。
So Jesus came into the room and he said shalom.
所以耶穌嚟到呢個房間裏邊，見到呢一班門徒師徒，佢就話：誒，願你哋平安 shalom.
And it means peace.
即係話平安咁解。
And he saw they were frightened.
但佢又睇到佢哋惊。
So he said, "Come and see me."
咁佢话嚟近啲，睇真啲我啦。
Apparently, the nail wounds in his hands were still visible.
原来耶稣基督手上嘅钉痕仲系可以见到嘅。
Where he'd been nailed to the cross.
就系呢个钉痕将佢钉咗十字架上。
And so he said, "Look, it's me."
诶，睇下，真系我啊！
He let them touch him.
佢又让呢班人呢嚟摸佢。
He let them take a close look.
让佢哋就近嘅嚟仔细睇佢。
This was not a ghost or a vision.
呢个唔系一个鬼魂，亦都唔系一个异象。
Jesus had risen from the dead.
基督耶稣从死里复活。
They still weren't quite sure if they believed it.
但系呢班门徒师徒仲唔系好肯定，仲唔系好相信。
So Jesus said, "Hey, do you have anything to eat?"
耶稣话：喂，有冇食？有冇嘢食啊
？And they had a piece of broiled fish, so they gave it to him.
佢哋有一块烧鱼就递过俾佢。
Why did he do that?
点解咁做咧
？Because they believed that a ghost could not eat real food.
原来当时嘅人咧，相信鬼魂咧系唔能够饮用真正嘅食物嘅。
If they were just seeing a vision, the piece of fish would not disappear.
若然佢哋所见嘅系一个异象，俾过呢一个异象嘅呢块鱼咧，唔会消失嘅。
So when they saw Jesus eat a piece of fish, they realized this is real.
所以当佢哋见到基督耶稣真系食咗呢一块鱼，佢哋先至相信见嘅系真嘅。
They're not just seeing his ghost or his spirit.
唔系净系见到佢个鬼魂或者系一个异象。
Resurrection is a real thing.
复活系一件真实嘅事实。
The Bible teaches that when Jesus rose from the dead, he had a type of physical body.
圣经话俾我哋知道，耶稣复活之后，佢嘅身体嘅形状系有所变化。
They could touch him.
佢哋可以摸到佢。
He could eat things.
佢亦都可以饮用食物。
Wasn't just a vision.
唔系一座异象，一个景象。
Wasn't just a spirit.
亦都唔系一个魂。
And yet, it was a body that was.Somehow different from the one he'd had before.
然而，佢复活嘅身体却系与原本嗰个身体有分别。
He could walk into the room even though the door was locked.
佢可以穿墙过壁入到呢间房间里边。
So it's pretty mysterious to think about what kind of body Jesus had after his resurrection.
我哋若果要想象基督耶稣复活之后嗰个身体嘅话咧，或佢会有啲神秘啊神秘感。
1 Corinthians 15 talks in more detail about the resurrection body.
哥林多前书十五章详细讲到一个复活嘅身体系点样。
Jesus has risen from the dead.
基督耶稣从死里复活。
And starting from this moment, that was a central point in the preaching and teaching of the apostles.
从呢一刻开始，呢一件事实就成为以后使徒门徒佢哋传讲信息嘅中心。
As Pastor Wynn mentioned in the sunrise service, the Apostle Paul said, if Jesus has not risen from the dead, we are most pitiful.
借传道今日在神禧崇拜讲的信息，若然基督耶稣没有复活，我们是一班可怜虫。
In our culture, we make a really big celebration at Christmas time.
我们的文化习俗大大庆祝圣诞节。
But for at least the first 1,000 years of Christian history, Easter was a much more important holiday than Christmas.
至少在我哋嘅信仰头一千年嘅日子里边，庆祝复活节系比其他嘅节期仲要大。
For we who are Christians, this should be the most important holiday of the entire year.
我哋信耶稣嘅人，复活节理所应当系我哋一年里边最重要嘅节期。
This is when we remember that Jesus rose from the dead.
今日是我们来纪念基督耶稣从死里复活的日子。
After all, anybody can die.
人人都可以死。
We're all going to die someday.
我们都有某一天都会死。
But Jesus predicted that on the third day after he was crucified, he would rise from the dead.
但基督耶稣亲自预言在他死后第三日他会从死里复活。
And that's exactly what happened.
确实是这样发生了。
No one has ever done that.
没人能够重复这件事实。
No other religious leader has done that.
没一个宗教的领袖能够成就这件事。
Because Jesus rose from the dead, it proves that he really was who he claimed to be.
因为基督耶稣从死里复活，因此证实了他就是他自己称呼自己的那位。
That he really is God's son who came into the world for us.
他确实是神的儿子来到这个世间里面。
That's why the traditional Easter greeting is the one that we have already practiced.
所以我们习惯性在这个复活节彼此问候的语句就是刚才我们所讲的一样。
Christians would greet one another by saying, Christ is risen.
我们基督徒彼此之间来问安说基督已经复活了。
And they would respond by saying, he is risen indeed.
听见的人就说确实他是复活了。
And this is something that's still practiced today all over the world.
这样的彼此问候回答在全世界今日都还在进行当中。
I looked the word a Paschal, if you look a Paschal greeting on Wikipedia, you'll see how to say this in about 50 different languages.
我在这些所谓百科全书里面查是50多种不同的言语。是讲这个问题和回答这个问题的。
And in the Eastern Orthodox Church, when they exchange this greeting, they also practice what's called a triple kiss.
东正教的人士在彼此问候的当中也都有另外一个习惯。
The triple kiss is that they'll embrace and kiss each other on one cheek, then the other cheek, then back to this cheek.
亲吻三次左边右边再翻翻去左边。
So they would greet one another with those words and the triple kiss.
所以呢，若我哋要学佢哋嘅话，彼此之间问安之后，仲要相拥亲吻三次。
And I thought about demonstrating that with Uncle Paul, but I decided maybe I better not.
我都谂过今日会喺讲台度示范，不过核突啲啫。
But it would be interesting to try.No, just kidding. But we've done this as a group before, but can we just take a minute and practice with the person next to you, exchanging the greeting without the kissing part? Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Just stand up for a minute. Stand up right now. And just exchange the greeting with the person on one side and then somebody else. Let's practice that. It's okay to shake hands. That's good. We'll have more time for that later.
遲啲我哋仲有機會練習噶嚇。
We can give that greeting personally, not just in a whole group.
我哋係要真係親身嘅感受彼此之間嘅呢個民安。
So after Jesus convinced the disciples that his resurrection was real, he had some more things to say to them.
基督耶穌在講服咗呢一班門徒信徒，佢確實復活之後，又有其他嘅行動。
The first thing he did was he gave them some more explanation about why he had to rise from the dead.
首先，佢向呢一班人再解釋點解佢要在死裏復活嘅呢件事。
And he said, "These are the words that I spoke with you before."
佢話俾佢哋知道，我喺你哋中間嘅時候已經係講過呢件事情噶啦。
And then at the end of verse 44, he says, "These are the words that were written in the law." And in the prophets about me.
44節裏邊佢話摩西嘅律法、先知嘅書和詩篇上所記的，凡指著我的話，都必應驗。
It says that Jesus opened their minds to understand the scripture.
基督耶穌打開佢哋嘅心竅，讓佢哋能夠明白所預言嘅事實。
So I like to call this part Bible study with Jesus.
我就稱呼呢一段嘅對話咧，係與基督耶穌嘅查經時候。
Can you imagine that？
你可唔可以想像一下咧
？Jesus has risen from the dead。
基督耶穌從死裏復活。
He comes back and meets the disciples。
佢又回來與呢班門徒使徒見面。
And he says, "Let's study the Bible together."
佢話：，我大家打開聖經嚟做一次查經咧。
Jesus is going through the Old Testament scriptures that point to him。
基督耶穌就將舊約指着佢所说嘅预言同佢哋嚟讲解。
He's helping them to understand all these things that have been predicted.
帮佢哋明白旧约里边指着佢所有嘅预言。
And have been fulfilled by his death and resurrection.
因着佢从死里复活得到印证。
And then in verse 46, he talks about redemption.
46节里边佢讲到呢一个拯救嘅信息。
Says, "Thus it is written." That the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead.
照经上所写的，基督必受苦，第三日从死里复活。
The Christ, which means Messiah.
基督，尼赛亚。
And Messiah means anointed one.
尼赛亚是受膏者。
It's the chosen one.
被选益的人。
It's the one that was promised by the Old Testament prophets who would come. And take away our sin.
是旧约里面众先知所预言将来的那一位来到要拯救我们的罪。
For example, the prophet Isaiah, 700 years before Jesus was born.
以赛亚先知在基督耶稣降生之前700年预言。
He predicted the virgin birth.
他预言到有这个童女生子。
He gave a very detailed description of what it would be like for Jesus to die on the cross.
佢詳細嘅嚟預言基督耶穌點樣嘅在十字架上死亡。
There are all these things in which God was pointing the way to the coming of His promised Redeemer.
神在舊約裏邊指著佢所應許嗰位救世主來臨嘅事情。
Every one of us has done wrong.
我哋每個人。都犯過錯。
There's no one here who is a perfect person.
冇一個人喺呢處係完全嘅人。
We've all broken God's laws.
我哋都已經係犯過律法嘅人。
And we all deserve God's punishment.
我哋係值得神所懲罰嘅。
But God loves us so much, He sent His Son.
但係神愛世人，將佢嘅獨生子賜過俾佢哋。
Jesus came into this world to die as our substitute.
基督耶稣来到这个世间上代替我们来为罪受死。
He took the punishment that we deserve on himself.
他将我们所理所当然要受的惩罚揽在身上。
That's why Jesus died on the cross.
所以基督耶稣要死在十字架上。
And then on the third day he rose from the dead.
然而三日之后他从死里复活。
He rose in victory over death.
他就在这个胜利当中来胜过死亡。
In victory over the grave.
胜利越过了这个坟墓。
In victory over sin.
也都是胜过罪恶。
That's the good news about Jesus.
这个就是关乎基督耶稣的喜乐的信息。
And then Jesus starts to talk about God's plan.
基督耶稣继续的来将神的计划跟他们讲解。
He's continuing on and he says, verse 47, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem.
47節，人要奉佢嘅名悔改，赦罪嘅道，從耶路撒冷起，直傳到萬邦。
So Jesus said, now that he's died and rose from the dead, the next step is to tell everybody about it.
基督耶穌話，既然佢已經從死裏復活，下一步就係要將到呢一個大好嘅信息向眾人嚟傳講。
That the fact that we can be forgiven through Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead.
因著基督耶穌在十字架上嘅死，從墳墓裏邊嘅復活，我哋嘅罪得到赦免。
And he said this message needs to be shared starting in Jerusalem where they were.
耶穌話呢一個信息要從耶路撒冷佢哋所在嘅地方向外嚟傳講。
But then to spread out to all nations.
要向萬邦嚟傳講。
To every ethnic group.
向唔同嘅種族嚟傳講。
To every country.
唔同嘅國家嚟傳講。
To every type of people.
唔同嘅人種嚟傳講。
To every place in the world.
唔同嘅地方嚟傳講。
That's God's plan.
呢一個就係神嘅計劃。
This is Luke's version of what we call the Great Commission.
呢一個就係路加福音嘅版本講到大使命嘅命令。
The end of Matthew's Gospel, it says, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
馬太福音結尾嘅時候話：你哋要去向萬邦嚟傳講呢個福音。
Now this is saying the same thing.
呢處講嘅同樣嘅信息。
This is God's plan.
呢一個係神嘅計劃。
Verse 48, he says, "You are witnesses of these things."
你哋就係呢啲事嘅見證。
What's a witness?
乜嘢係見證？
How many of you have ever been in a courtroom when there's a trial?
你哋有幾多人曾經在法庭審判過程叫做見證人？
I'm not saying necessarily that you were on trial.
唔係話你接受審判啊，而係在法庭裏邊你做個見證人啊。
I've been on a jury twice. Anybody ever been on a jury?
我曾經在呢個陪審團裏邊試服侍過兩次，啊，都有好多弟兄姊妹服侍過。
When you have a trial, one of the most important things is they bring in witnesses.
在法庭里面举行一件事情的审判，最重要是将到有关的证人带到法庭作证。
Witnesses are people who have seen whatever happened and they heard what was said.
见证人见过发生的事情，听过发生的事情。
And then the lawyers ask them questions.
两方面的律师就直着这样来盘问这些人。
And they share their experience.
見證人將佢哋自己親身嘅經驗同佢哋法庭嚟傳講。
They say, "Well, this is what I saw. This is what happened."
我見過係咁樣，我聽過係咁樣。
That's what a witness is.
所以見證人。
Jesus said, "You are witnesses."
耶穌話：你哋係見證人。
They had been witnesses to the life of Jesus.
你哋見證咗基督耶穌嘅一生。
They had been witnesses to his death on the cross.
他们见证基督耶稣死在十字架上。
And now they were witnesses to his resurrection from the dead.
现在他们又见证基督耶稣从死里复活的事实。
And so now as witnesses, they need to tell other people about this.
因此作一个见证人要将所见所听到的向别人来传讲。
To be a witness is to tell your story.
要做一个见证人，即系要将你所识嘅个故事向人哋传讲。
It's to share with another person about your experience with Jesus.
与另外一个人嚟分享你见证基督耶稣嘅呢个事实。
It's to share. Here's what I've come to learn about Jesus and what He's done for me.
分享我因为基督耶稣带嚟俾我嘅嗰个得着系点样。
Here's how Jesus has changed my life.
耶稣基督怎样改变我的生命？
So we weren't there physically to see the death and resurrection of Christ.
没错，我们不是当日在那树见证基督耶稣的死与他的复活。
But we have the testimony of the disciples and others who've seen it.
但是我们有门徒、使徒他们的亲身的见证。
So today we are still witnesses.
所以我们今天是他们的延续了一个见证人。
We are still called to each share our story of our experience with Christ with the people around us.
神继续的要我们向我们周围的人来见证这件事实。
It's part of being a Christian.
这些是一个基督徒当作的事。
And there are plenty of people out there who don't know the truth about Jesus.
外面有很多人还不知道基督耶稣的事情。
And as I discovered in Sunday school, there's people who even have no idea what Easter is about.
我都喺主學講過啦，而家我哋周圍仲好多人唔明白復活節嘅意思。
That's something that we need to share with them.
呢啲咧係我哋要同佢哋分享嘅事情。
Now maybe you're visiting with us this morning.
又或者今日你係嚟探訪我哋嘅啫。
Maybe you're one of those people who wasn't quite sure what Easter is all about.
或者你就好似我剛才所講到呢啲人士，對於復活節唔係好清楚。
This is a wonderful opportunity for you to know how much God loves you.
今日係一個機會，俾你能夠真係認識到神點樣愛你。
And to know the sacrifice that He made so that you could have a relationship with Him.
認識到基督耶穌點樣嚟犧牲，嚟為我哋嘅罪擺上。
And there's plenty of us here who've been Christians for a while who'd be happy to share with you in more detail about that.
在我们当中有很多是跟随耶稣基督的信徒很多年，他们可以将他们的见证和你分享。
So like the disciples, Jesus calls us to share our story with our friends and the people around us.
我们都好像当日的门徒使徒一样，神要求我们呢，是将我们的见证和我们的亲朋戚友来分享。
Yeah, but there's one more thing that we need.
但有一件事我们还需要的。
Look at what Jesus said in verse 49.
我们在49节看耶稣怎么讲法。
He said, And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high.
我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上。你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
So Jesus is sending them to start from Jerusalem and go into all the world and tell people about Jesus.
基督耶稣差派佢嘅门徒从耶路撒冷要去到外邦，将佢复活嘅事实向佢哋嚟传讲。
But he told them, "Don't leave right away."
但系佢又吩咐佢哋唔好即刻离开。
Stay put in Jerusalem for a little while.
要喺耶路撒冷呢处呢，再停留多啲日子。
So I'm going to send to you the thing that the Father promised.
耶稣话我要将到父神所应许嘅呢啲嘢呢，先俾过你哋。
Yeah, what's he talking about?
讲啲咩咧？
Talking about the promise of Holy Spirit.
原来系所应许嘅圣灵嘅能力。
It was fulfilled in the book of Acts in the beginning of chapter 2.
我们如果再往后在《使徒行传》开头的时候就看到这件事情。
Because Jesus knows that if we're going to be effective in sharing the good news about Jesus, we need God's power.
基督耶稣清楚的，如果我们能够有效的，你能够传讲神的福音的话，是必须要有祂的力量。
We need Holy Spirit speaking through us.
我们需要有圣灵的能力在我们当中。
I can't change anybody else's life.
我不能够改变任何一个人的生命。
I can't really change even my own life.
我连我自己的生命都改变不了。
We need the power of Holy Spirit.
我们需要有圣灵的能力。
We are just the messengers.
我只不过是一个传信嘅人。
We're like the person who brings the mail to your house every day.
我好比喻一个邮差将到一封信带到你嘅家中。
We share the message, but God does the work.
我哋分享呢个信息，但系系圣灵嘅能力成就呢个信息。
And so just like the disciples, we need the power of Holy Spirit in order to make progress in sharing about Jesus.
好比喻当日嘅使徒一般，我哋都需要圣灵嘅能力。叫到我哋向人分享呢个信息，人哋听得到。
I hope that the rest of this day you can take some time to reflect on the meaning of Easter.
我希望今日余下嘅时间，我哋都有机会嚟再思想一下复活节嘅意思。
I don't know what traditions your family might have for Easter.
我唔知道你嘅家庭系点样嚟庆祝复活节。
But I think we should celebrate Easter at least as much as we celebrate Thanksgiving or Christmas or Chinese New Year.
但肯定我哋庆祝复活节嘅嗰个热枕，应该系好比如我哋庆祝感恩节同埋复呢个圣诞节咁热烈。
This is a day to rejoice because Christ is risen.
今日系我哋要欢喜快乐嘅日子，因为基督耶稣已经复活了。
And the other thing is that, like the disciples, we're called to be witnesses.
我哋好比如使徒一样，被召作见证人。
What does that look like in your life context?
究竟喺你嘅生命里边，作一个见证人又如何呢
maybe where you work or with your neighbors.
或许你要在工作当中，你的邻舍当中。
At school.
在学校里面。
Spending time with non-Christian friends.
又或者要多啲花时间与非基督徒嘅朋友来往。
How can you share with them your story?
点样能够分享到你心中嘅故事呢？
How can you share with them about how you have experienced Jesus?
点样同佢哋分享你点样经历基督耶稣呢？
And we need the power of Holy Spirit to do that.
我需要有圣灵嘅能力，我先能够做成。
So as we conclude this morning, ask God what He is speaking to your heart about this topic.
所以在结束今日嘅信息嘅时候，我哋要喺神嘅面前聆听佢俾我哋个人嘅嗰个信息。
For some of us, God might be bringing to your mind right now something very specific.
或许就喺呢个时候，圣灵将到特别嘅信息俾过你。
Maybe there's some person you know who's not a Christian who's searching for answers.
又或者你知道你嘅朋友圈里边有啲未认识耶稣嘅，佢哋有所需求。
Maybe God's prompting you, hey, why don't you get in a deeper conversation with that person?
或者圣灵感动你要同呢个人尽心嘅嚟谈话。
Whatever it might be, let's just be open. Let's just take a moment of silence right now and just ask God to speak to our hearts.
无论点都好，我哋而家应该静默，让圣灵向我哋讲说话。
Lord, today we rejoice and we celebrate that Christ is risen.
主啊，我哋今日欢喜快乐嘅嚟庆祝基督耶稣嘅复活。
Help us to make this a day of celebration.
帮助我哋好好嘅嚟庆祝呢个好日子。
And help us to understand how you have called us to be your witnesses.
又叫我哋再一次嘅明白你如何嘅嚟呼召我哋作你嘅见证人。
We pray, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts.
天父，求你向我哋嘅心嚟讲说话。
That we would hear what your Holy Spirit is saying to each of us.
开我哋嘅心窍，俾我哋能够听到圣灵向我哋所讲嘅说话。
That you would prepare people around us for hearing the good news about Jesus.
又求天父你预备我哋周围嘅人嘅心，叫到佢哋能够听到我哋与佢哋分享基督嘅信息。
We pray, Lord, that you would open doors and give us the courage and faith.To share something with them about you.
求主为我哋开路，为我哋开门，俾我哋勇气，将你嘅救恩同佢哋嚟分享。
Lord, we praise you and give you all the glory.
基督耶稣，我哋向你嚟祷告，亦都系将所有嘅荣耀归于你。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉基督耶稣嘅名祷告。
Amen.